So it's interesting, we celebrate today the memorial of St. Irenaeus, and there's actually a lot to be said. I've thought about him a lot. One of his famous lines is, God's glory, God's glory, God's great glory, God's greatest glory, God's glory is man fully alive. A lot of times we think when God calls us, God wants to change us, God wants to convert us, God wants us to let go of things that are bad for us. But all he wants is you and me fully alive. That's what he's after. That's what he's pursuing. So I've always been kind of struck with that line of his, and I think it's in the Catechism, God's glory is man and woman fully alive, reaching their full potential, not only human potential, but spiritual glory in heaven. And I'll touch on St. Irenaeus because he was 150s AD, basically, like just like one generation after the apostles. And right away, he was confronting the divisions within the Christian community, and in his case, the Gnostic heresies and confusions. But I was struck as Jesus in the gospel today is telling his followers, he doesn't say the kingdom of heaven has come, all confusion and false prophecy has been done away with. You won't have to worry about it. My kingdom is at hand. He actually says, beware of false prophets. Even in my kingdom, there may be wolves that seem like sheep, seem like great shepherds, but underneath they're ravenous wolves. I think we need to get our mind around that, the same as yesterday, right? Don't throw pearls before swine, and sometimes the confusion that's come about from that. But he didn't hide the fact. Actually, it's weird. Yesterday he's talking about don't throw your treasure before dogs, and today he's saying wolves. Like, he's stuck on this image of canine predators. But he wasn't hiding the fact that there would be persecutions early on in the church, including not just like Herod or Nero, but even like church leaders would be sometimes torn and turned against the community. St. Paul early on talked about the confusion from false converts, false brethren. So I've suffered much, he said, from false brethren. In his case, the time of St. Paul, he was referring to some of the Jewish converts to Christianity who were a little bit on the rigid side of the gospel and trying to maintain a kind of a stricter stance and restricting the freedom of the Christians in Christ. But you always have this either too liberal or craziness, and then the overreaction to that and the back and forth. The church has suffered so much division. Again, we had the St. Irenaeus today against the Gnostic heresy. Yesterday was St. Cyril, right? And Nestor, and that confusion. And the division it brought about in the church, St. Athanasius and the Arian controversy. Like, we've had a lot of controversy, a lot of division, a lot of uncertainty, and we can often think of it and scratch our heads saying, is this the kingdom of heaven? Is this the new and everlasting covenant? Is this what we're all about? And one of my reflections this morning was our Lord at the Last Supper told the apostles, I've told you these things, including some of the struggles they were going to have, before they happen, so that when they happen, you may believe. For Jesus, when we see the struggles of his church community, it's not supposed to make us scratch our heads and say, oh my gosh, it's all gone, and I should leave and walk away. But rather, when we see it, it should confirm our faith. He told us this was going to happen. So the struggles and controversies in the church and the liberals versus conservatives in the church and all the division that we see so often throughout history, it's actually a proof that this is the church. This is the kingdom because it's the one he described. It's not supposed to be a source of discouragement for us, but rather a confirmation. I've told you this before it happens so that when you face these difficult times, your faith will be strengthened. So we simply ask him to renew our faith when we see not just the wheat of the kingdom, but also the weeds that kind of confuse us and challenge our faith. May our faith be confirmed in the kingdom to which we belong. May St. Cyril and St. Irenaeus and others who fought so hard the good fight, St. Paul too, may they strengthen us and intercede for us so that with St. Paul we end our journey. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.